This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
In case we missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes, Nick and JP back with you on an F Off Friday. Should be noted, we are gridlocked at 50% now. Yes, points for doinks. No, I hate ball in America.
Yeah, it's amazing that enough people are willing to say they hate America and football.
Yeah, I mean, it's modern times. It's a tough one. We're going to get back to some talk about the Browns-Ravens here, but Ben has been waiting since before Daryl there. Ben, I got to know where you stand on points for doinks. I got to know where you're at with this whole thing.
Oh, thanks for taking the call, guys. I got an upgrade. I think we need sirens at the top. You hit the left, right, the middle one, you get a siren and a big blare going. Mm. What do you guys think of that?
All right, what if it's like a cowbell? So it, like, enhances the doink.
So, I'm thinking, like, some at a casino when you hit a jackpot.
But it's got to be something that makes the sound.
You want a cocktail waitress to come over and do, like, the hand payout, too, when it happens?
Oh, yeah, like, right in the Jumbotron, yeah.
See? I will not negate your idea, because any points for doinks or, maybe superior doinks, I don't know what we want to call them, I think is the way that we can make this American game of football even better going into the late 2020s.
I'm with you, man. Points for doinks. Put the sirens on. Thanks, guys.
You know the amount of people that after a doink happens this weekend are going to think about you on Sunday? That'll be fun for you. That'll be fun for all of us, by the way.
And how many people are going to think about America, too?
I'm constantly thinking about America.
Beautiful country.
I'm in a little bit of a bind here. I'm constantly thinking about this great land.
Great things that we have, including doinks and points for doinks.
To be an American. I sent you guys two different amounts in your burger bet.
Mm. Who got more?
Who do you think got more?
Daryl.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I had to make ours I had to make it onto, like, so I sent Daryl more. I sent you $12.12.
That'd get half.
I think
a
you know why.
Yeah.
Shador's numbers twice.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you mean not the scout quarterback, Shador?
Well, so there was a lot of different debates about what number I should put out there. I didn't know if I should do something with 92.3, because obviously that's your birthday.
My lucky numbers.
Lucky number. So, but I was like, I can't send him $9.23. Even that's a little low even for my taste.
Sent me $92.30.
Yeah, that was not happening.
Okay, no, that one you could have done.
That one wasn't on the docket, and no, we settled on 12.12.
Okay. I accept it. That'll be enough for a burger, and I might have to cover the back end of the teasers, but I think I can get the teasers.
It was not a burger and teasers bet.
No, it's not.
It was just a burger bet.
Which is fair, but the way I do burgers there, I'm going to be using a lot of that 12-12 on it.
Yeah, Daryl says he wants to go ahead and you guys do a... So the other fun part about this is that you guys then get to go out and do a whole trip on my behalf, or at least part of it on my behalf. And that sounds like a good time for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy that.
Now, we had somebody... I'm not going with him. He didn't hear that part, though. I went once.
I was waiting for something.
Yeah, I'm only going with Daryl when he's buying me a burger.
Daryl sent me the text. He said, just make it for the same place as Nick, and then we'll go, and we'll hang out, and then we'll make sure we send you a photo, and we're going to mock you for not being there. I said, okay.
Yeah, no, he's trying to assume the sale.
Is that 100% right?
He just thinks that I'm such a nice guy that, oh, was that part of the bet? Yeah, I think
I said
not.
The two of you guys are good buddies. Hope you guys enjoy the time.
You know, I mean, I got a burger bet with Fanta, and I got a burger bet with Dustin.
But here's the problem, though, and you might have caught yourself burger bets in the future, because now I just look at anyone that does a burger bet with you as a patsy, as just an idiot, because you don't make bets that you are going to lose.
I mean, was that the case with your burger bet with me?
No, but you had it very one-sided towards in your favor, and here's what you do. You catch people when they're vulnerable.
Yep.
And then you take advantage of that, even to the point where, again, it didn't matter. I lost my bet by a lot anyway. It didn't even matter. But you had it in that spot rigged to your favor.
But yet you accepted the bet.
Oh, no, we did. Well, then you roped Daryl into it, too. And Daryl was not a part of that, but you roped him into
fairness,
it.
In fairness, I think Daryl roped himself into that.
That's where your other money went in this, by the way. It went towards the idea that you roped Daryl into it.
How am I punished because he bogarted his way into our burger bet?
No, you brought him into the burger bet.
When I don't remember it that
you
way.
You brought him into it. Yes, you did. You said, Daryl, you should be
Mac
a part of this burger bet.
Mac was pointing at me that I was correct in my remembrance of this.
No.
Yeah, Daryl brought himself in, if I remember correctly.
No. I was right there. I remember. I remember
what the bet was.
Yeah, like we just established. He forgot the bet even took place.
Well,
like,
no. But now I vaguely remember it, but Mac remembers it better than I do.
I don't think so. I think my memory is better than Mac's on this one.
Now, we had somebody upset with
Daryl. If I'm betting versus Mac's memory, I think that's a good bet.
We had somebody, not a bad retort. We had somebody upset saying Daryl was defeatist. I will say, not that I'm going to say it specifically to Daryl, I myself have found myself annoyed this week at people who have turned this into the 2017 Browns versus the 80s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Five Bears. I will say, like, I expect this to be a really competitive game, and I would be lying if I said I expect the Browns to win, but I expect them to have a considerable chance to win throughout the game, and it really just wouldn't surprise me if they won. The Browns are better than an 11.5 point line. We asked Daryl, he said about an 8.5 point line. I think I said 7.
And I was thinking closer to like maybe 9.5, somewhere in there.
I think the Browns, at this part in the season, when they match up again later in the season, if it's still an 11.5 point game, I'm probably going to go ahead and just say I'm just going to take the Ravens. But like now, I think you're coming off a good game. I think you have significant area where you can get better, including your offensive line, including minimizing the little mistakes. And I think you can play better than you did on Sunday. I don't know how much better the Ravens can play.
The problem with that is that they played basically for the first all but 4 minutes of that game. They were about as perfect as you can ask a football team to be against Josh Allen.
Yes. Well, but I think that's my point. Like the Ravens, that It's hard to see myself, or it's hard to see the Ravens play better than that.
Like, if the game had stopped, Nick, at 40-25, you had held Josh Allen to 25 total points, who is coming off an MVP and what I believe to be right now, if not the best quarterback in the game, he's either second, he's third, he's top three, and then you put up a 40-burger on top of it.
Yep.
It was a very impressive game.
And then the rest of the game happened.
Yeah, and that's why they get dinged all throughout the week, and that's why people are bringing them up doinked in certain ways. And that's why Harbaugh had to answer question after question about the double-digit leads that have gotten blown. It is a part of the Ravens' story. The idea that, especially even against the Browns play them particularly close. They just do. It is a definite part of Ravens v. Browns.
And I'm just not living in my fears with this one. It might happen. Guys, I can't tell you that thing won't happen, that the 10.5-point, 11.5-point, 12.5-point loss won't happen. I won't be by half a point, but you guys get what I'm saying. I can't confirm that that's not on the table. But I don't see it with this game. I think, I understand if Browns fans feel like it's been doom and gloom this week, and it's week two of the season, and the Browns are probably better. I don't want to get into that. The Browns' record is going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But early in the season, they're going to be, this is as competitive as they're going to be, and they've got a real chance to beat Baltimore on Sunday.
I do wish we were playing like a Jacksonville or someone like that in week two, coming off the Bengals game, to really kind of be like, all right, let's have some confident talks. Let's have some conversations if we're not playing. Because we're playing one of the best teams in the NFL. That's the part that stinks about this week. Well, the Ravens are legitimately one of the best teams in the NFL. They will be all season long.
I'd just rather catch them early in the season than late in the season. And this is a generic point that I'm making, but like, I'd rather my first six games be against guys that could be in the Super Bowl and my last six games aren't, because early in the season, there's not a lot of tape on you. There's more tape on you now after week one. There's not a lot of tape on you. And you haven't had the kind of losing that might take place later this season. So there's still guys who believe they can win.
Yeah, but that's the worry, though, is that if you play the juggernauts that they're playing right now, they're going to get defeated and they're going to stop believing that they actually can play.
But if that's true, then you were never going to do anything this year.
Which was, for a lot of people, including Vegas, the expectation that Vegas put out.
And so I look at this and I go, in a way, like, this is one of those games where the Browns organization, who I absolutely think, when I've said the most competitive 4-13 team in the NFL, I guarantee you they didn't like that. I guarantee you they haven't liked when everyone said, we know what this season is, you're not making the playoffs. Cool. Show me on Sunday. And I'm like, the thing that I'm excited about is, I'm excited the idea I could be wrong. But it starts on Sunday. And if you can beat the Ravens, well, the next 4 weeks after it don't look that hard.
Oh, if you beat the Ravens, I went as far as to say if you're competitive with the Ravens, then you have a bunch to look forward to this upcoming season. There's no denying that.
I'm a little concerned about if you're competitive with the Ravens or the Raisins, because at some point you just got to win. Like every week we delay a win.
We're gonna fall into the trap of does Stefanski know how to finish?
Well, and we're also, they're going to be thinking, not Stefanski, but they're going to think about that about themselves.
For sure they will. Yeah, especially if it's a 1-point game, 2-point game, but it feels like something fluky is happening every week, because fluky things happen to teams, and sometimes you have to wonder if it's something that should be really inward and, when you're looking at it.
You know, the Browns have done, I would say incorrectly at points, us against the world. Like when it was the Deshaun thing, oh, it's us against the world. Why would that be? Now, mm-hmm. It wasn't people doubting the Browns. It was doubting the moral fiber of the organization and hating on that. Now it is. Okay, show it. That's a beautiful part about football. Nobody believes you're going to win. Go out there and put a Cleveland-sized boot near their derriere. And then we'll talk on Monday.
Well, yeah, but that's why I don't blame fans that are living in their fears or maybe scared of this Ravens game, because as of right now, we haven't had enough weeks for them to show us that they are a different team than last year. We had so many positives with the rookies and so many things that did look different, but it's been 1 week.
I am very Hakuna Matata with this season. And what that means is whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But you know, there are times where it's like, well, if you had this one kick or if this one thing, I'll be different. That isn't this season. Either they're better than we think, or they're who we think they are. And either is acceptable. Both have a different impact on how we view after this season, but that's what this Sunday is. What is supposed to happen will happen. If Vegas is supposed to be right, it's not going to be a fun Sunday, right? But if the Browns are what they teased they were on Sunday, go show it. I can't be defeatist. I can't live in my fears on a team that I don't know is going to be much more than a 4-win team in the first place. In a way, it's the most psychologically healthy season I'm ever going to have with this team because I think they're a 4-win team, and I'll be thrilled if I'm dead-ass wrong.
Yeah, I guess mine's maybe not the healthy look because I just look at it like, yeah, I try giving every team a fair shake going into every single game. And if I'm looking at it and you're staring down Lamar and you're staring down Derrick Henry, then you have to show me that you're better than you are. That's the point. You have to show me you're better than you are.
In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.